Greetings and welcome back to WDKOK Sunrise. I'm Mark Lawrence. In the past, on a couple of occasions, we've had an opportunity to talk to a prolific author around here. She's Martha Hubler. She's the director of the Montrose Christian Writers Conference, but she's a best-selling author of the Keystone Stables series. She also has a series of books out about Tommy Pockets, and we'll remind folks who Tommy is, which is a girl. That's the best part about that, maybe. And she's a new series that's been out for a couple of years now, I guess, the Amish Fiction series. So we'll talk about the loves of Snyder County. And yes, of course, we're talking about the Snyder County in our area. So we're going to find out more about that. Marcia, thank you so much for carving out time of your busy writing schedule for talking to us. Good morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you again.
Well, I really do appreciate it. I just think there's so many things we can talk about, but let's kind of, one of the stepping off points for our interview is that you do have an appearance coming up at the Bible Depot again. You'll be there on Thursday, December 2nd from 10 to 2. So tell us what in particular book you'll be available to sign. And of course, we can go ahead and mention all of the books that you'll take with you. And then we'll finally mention at the end another author who's also going to be there. So we'll see you on the 2nd. What can we expect?
I'll be there with my Tommy Pockets series. Since I had talked to you last, I did complete book 2 called Runner Shoots His Best Game. And book 3 is called Double Trouble at the Pioneer Tunnel. So that series will be there. And then my Keystone Stables, a series with 8 books about a foster girl and her horse Champ. And I'll have the Snyder County books there, The Loves of Snyder County. There are 3 in that series, and that's for ladies. So of the 23 books I've written, those are the ones that I'll be taking to that book signing.
And you have hundreds of thousands of books in print. We should say that the Keystone Stables was successful for you and the publisher.
Yes.
And many more books have followed. So really, just congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And the fact that you're really making a name for yourself out in our area. You live deep in the heart of Snyder County, and this is you are definitely a local author who's making a living or making some funding selling books. So congratulations on that. I am always fascinated to talk about your craft. So walk me through the Tommy Pockets book, but do so with the lens of an author who's maybe making a pitch for other folks to write, or just some sound advice for somebody who says they have a book in them. Through that lens, let's look at the two new Tommy Pockets books.
Well, there's so much to know about writing. The average person doesn't understand what all is involved, especially if you're thinking of a series. But what you need to do is find a critique group, a local group of writers who will sit down with you and go through that manuscript with you. That's made me the better writer that I am, besides attending writers' conferences and reading how to write books. The camaraderie with local writers is just tremendous. But as a new writer, it's very difficult to expose your writing to those outside of your family and friends who think you're just wonderful. But that makes you a better writer. And there's so much to do to learn how to write better and form that character development, form the plot, the story arc. How to work toward a climax and a resolution in every book. And we're talking fiction. And there are different levels, of course. What age level is your audience? All of this has to be taken into consideration. Depending on the age of the audience, that depends on what vocabulary level you're going to write. And, we could talk for hours on how to start writing and how to improve your writing. There are all kinds of venues that we could discuss, but the most important thing is to have someone besides your family and friends who are going to help you get that manuscript ready to present to a publisher or an agent, because they usually can read 1 or 2 pages and know whether your book is even worthy of them going on to read another page or two. They'll know that quickly whether you know what you're doing. So that's the best advice I can give to anyone. find a local critique group, and we have two in this area, and get to writers' conferences where you can learn the craft.
All right, now introduce us to Tommy Pocket. I remember enough about her to know that Tommy's a he or a she, and that pool is her game. But recap the scenario that happens to Tommy in life.
Well, I grew up with a father who could have gone professional, and he taught me how to shoot pool. I grew up in Ashland. So the book is based a little bit on my past life, although in the book, Tommy is from a divorced family, and I had my parents living together. But Tommy wants to be a professional pool player. The problem is, back in the 50s, when this takes place, women were not allowed in pool rooms. So she dresses like a boy, and she and her dad beat everybody at the local pool room. But then she gets in trouble and runs with a gang, and through that, she's sent for counseling to the Salvation Army post. And there she meets her match in Captain Arlene Masters, who is the counselor there. And they form a relationship, which Tommy badly needs because her mother has left for years. And through that, Tommy comes to know the Lord Jesus as her Savior. So that's the basic plot line. And then book two is about her best friend, Runner. And he's also a fellow who is very good at pool, and the plot line there leads him into some trouble, but eventually he gets his life straightened out. Book three is interesting because it deals with twins. And if you're familiar with Ashland at all, there's a tourist attraction there, the Pioneer Tunnel and the Loki. The Loki is a little steam engine that goes around the mountain, and that's been there for over 60 years. But when I was a child, my friends and I would play at that mine entrance, and I think we've even gone in it once or twice before it became a tourist attraction. So this book is based on that with these twins. And of course, they get lost in the mine, and there's a cave in, blah, 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 and that's toward the climax. So that's what book three is about. And that's about all we're going to do for that series. There are three books in that series. Now, Tommy is in all three of them as the main character, but then we introduce new characters as we go through the series, and kids really love the series.
Now, did you write these seat-of-the-pants style as you had started them out, or did you do outlines by the time you got into the second and third books?
Now, it's strange that you'd ask me that, because my other books, like 18 other fiction books, I've written what they call as a planner. I wrote out the synopsis, the character development, where I was heading. With the Tommy Pocket series, it was the seat of the pants. We're called pantsers. The other books were third person. This series is first person, and I really enjoyed it. It was a completely different style of writing for me. So I've tried both, and I like both ways to write.
And throughout all of your books, Christian faith is a factor. It's a through line through them. You don't hit folks over the head with it, but you sort of talk about the, you know, how your faith is,
right.
Not how your faith is, but how the character's faith is changed. Same story with the Keystone Stables series. Give a better definition of how faith is the through line through your books.
Well, like you said, I don't hit people over the head with it. I introduce it very gently, especially with children. And the most important decision they could ever make in their lives is coming to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. And as they read the book, I often get emails and letters from fans. And that's where the pay is, because they will say, Skye in the Keystone Stables, she asked Jesus into her heart, and I'd like to do that. Or I'll get a letter or an email that might say, I've been thinking a lot about God lately since I read that book. And that is a thrill to hear from fans that are thinking that way. But I would like to share with you something really quickly that happened with the Tommy Pockets book. When that came out, the children, the tweens in my church, read the book. And they came to me and they said, we want to learn how to shoot pool like Tommy. Could you teach us? Well, I have a pool table and a ping pong table in my basement. And to make a long story short, all of the tweens in the church came for 3-hour-long lessons to learn how to shoot pool. And we started a Tommy Pockets Club. And that all became, that all happened because of one little girl, 11 years old, who came for her lessons. And when she was standing there ready to shoot, she said to me, "Now, in the book, every Friday night, they have club where they shoot pool and play ping pong." She said, "Can we have a club just like that?" And I thought, my goodness, what a great idea. So since May, we have been meeting once a month. And the tweens, right now there are 17 of them in the club. They come in once a month, and we have pizza, and we have a devotional, and we play ping pong and pool and table games. And this past Friday, we packed boxes for Franklin Graham's Samaritan's Purse Project, Christmas boxes for children all around the world. He collects thousands and thousands of shoebox-sized boxes filled with things for children who are very needy. So each of our children packed a box for them for the project. We put a picture in there for the children that whoever receives the box will see the child who packed that box. So the club has developed almost into not only fun and fellowship outside the church, but a service club where we're teaching them. It's wonderful to give as well as receive. So that has developed from that book, and it's just amazing. The parents are so happy that the tweens have something special, because it's usually in a church, nothing big happens until they get to be teenagers. But the tweens, they have their own club. We have T-shirts. They have their name on the front, and on the back there's a big eight ball, and it says, "Christian's my name, pool's my game." And the kids love wearing those T-shirts. So that's just something that can develop from anybody's book. And it just caught me completely off guard. But when that little girl said that, it was like the heavens opened up and angels singing. I thought, what a great idea. So we have a blast every month. I have chaperones who help me, and these kids just come and have a ball.
You have the Keystone Stables series. As I recall, these are books primarily targeting teen individuals, probably teen girls more often, and this is all about horse stables. And you have the Amish Fiction series that's based on the Loves of Snyder County and called the Loves of Snyder County. Correct me if I'm wrong on the Keystone Stable description, and tell me about the Loves of Snyder County.
Yeah, the Keystone Stables series is for tweens and teens, 10 years and older. But we deal with issues very gently, and there's nothing that any parents would have to fear as far as, you know, dating or that kind of things. We've deliberately avoided that in the Keystone Stable series. Although I do tell the parents that Skye does kiss her horse quite a bit. So we deal with issues very, very gently there. As a foster child, I was a foster parent. My husband and I had 12 foster children. So we've been down that road of the difficult times and the heartache that can develop in these children's lives. So our past is built into that series. The Amish Fiction series, The Loves of Snyder County, deals with a family who is in an Amish ordnung in Snyder County. And, of course, this is all fiction. But I do know some Amish and Mennonite folks who've been my primary resource for this series. And this series deals with an Amish family who questions their faith. They start reading the Bible from cover to cover and find out that there are some things that don't seem quite right with what they've been taught. And through their search, by reading the scriptures, they find that salvation is in Jesus alone, not in obeying rules to get to heaven. So the whole series deals with that issue, along with some other family issues that I deal with the Friesen family.
You and I have also talked about the decline of our language, that our spoken word and the written word we're losing the rules that kind of kept us able to really communicate significantly more effectively. Since we've had that conversation a couple of years ago, it has gotten exponentially worse, in my view. The schools are teaching less, and young people speak good English less. Your reaction? Would you say yes? So your thoughts on that topic?
Absolutely. I think our technology has contributed greatly to that, with our cell phones and iPads, learning to just write almost in a shorthand. We don't use punctuation. Instead of spelling out A-R-E-Y-O-U, it's just the letter R and the letter U. So children aren't learning even how to spell properly. But the issue in schools, unfortunately, I have heard this on the news, whether it's 100% correct or not, that some public schools in our country have leaned toward this being a racial issue, that proper English and the old King's English is offensive to some cultures, and they're not teaching it anymore. So whether that's true or not, it probably might have a lot to do with people not learning to speak well.
We have some English speakers in our neighborhood that were born in the U.S. but are barely speaking English, barely native tongue. So, but that, again, that's just the old man's observation up the street. Okay. Well, we're just about out of time. Please reiterate that you and another author, Lisa Betts, will be at the Bible Depot coming up. Please reiterate
yes.
that.
We'll be there on Thursday, December 2nd, from 10 until 2, and we have specials, we have autographed copies, and we have gift packs. If any folks would like to drop by and look at the books, we'd be glad to accommodate them.
All right. Well, I see an Almost Fiction series three-pack in my future, so I hope to see you down there.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Anything else to add to our conversation? Oh, and mention MarthaHubler.com, please, and how to get a hold of you.
Yes, MarthaHublerAuthor.com takes you to my website where all my books are displayed. Also, if folks want to see some of the kids in the Tommy Pockets Club shooting pool, if they go to Facebook and go to the Tommy Pockets Club and scroll down, they'll see some of these tweens and some of the shots they've made. I'm so proud of them, and we just have a blast. So we're welcoming anybody to visit either of these sites.
Well, thank you so much for all you're doing. I still haven't met you in person yet, believe it or don't, but we'll hope to resolve that in the years ahead. Marcia, thank you so much for checking in today.
Thank you so much, Mark.
That is Marcia Hubler, director of the Montrose Christian Writers Conference, and that is an opportunity. She mentioned places to learn about writing. That's one of the places where individuals can go to learn more about writing. Best-selling author of the Keystone Stables series, also the Tommy Pockets, three books now, and three books of the Loves of Snyder County Amish fiction series. So we invite folks to check that out. As you heard, MarthaHublerAuthor.com, the website.